This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. New this morning, the Biden administration will let Ukraine use anti-personnel landmines supplied by the U.S. in its war with Russia. That from the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
The landmines that we would look to provide them would be landmines that that are not persistent. You know, we can control when they would self-activate, self-detonate. And that makes it far more safer eventually than the things that they are creating on their own.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Embassy in Kyiv, Ukraine, says it expects to open again soon, but for now it's closed, saying it's gotten a warning about a possible Russian air attack on Kyiv. Some other Western embassies in Kyiv are closing too. President-elect Trump's latest choices for his incoming administration include another TV personality. But first, his choice for Education Secretary, the AP's Ben Thomas.
I'm not going to fade into the woodwork. You'll probably see me around.
Linda McMahon in 2010 after the first of her two failed bids for a Senate seat from Connecticut. President-elect Trump's now nominating the billionaire professional wrestling mogul for Secretary of Education. She served a year on the Connecticut Board of Education and on the Board of Trustees for Sacred Heart University, though she's seen as a relative unknown in education circles, but the Education Department is an agency Trump has promised to dismantle. McMahon's co-chaired Trump's transition team with Howard Lutnick, chief executive of financial services company Cantor Fitzgerald, who he's tapped to lead the Commerce Department. Trump's also selected Dr. Mehmet Oz, the former heart surgeon turned TV talk show host, to head the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A storm they call a bomb cyclone in the Northwest has killed one person in Washington state and knocked out power to many. This is AP News. Are you volunteering? The AP's Haya Panjwani.
Nonprofit volunteers have come back after the pandemic. A new survey released by the U.S. Census Bureau and AmeriCorps shows 28.3% of people volunteered with a nonprofit between 2022 and 2023. That's a rebound since COVID-19 tanked participation by almost 7%. The drop in participation was a wake-up call for nonprofits. That's according to AmeriCorps CEO Michael D. Smith.
The fact that that did not lead to a flat line or lead to a gradual increase, but to see a more than 5% jump is pretty impressive.
A lot of nonprofits are run exclusively by volunteers to respond to the needs in their communities. The survey estimates the value of a volunteer at $33 an hour. Shari Weiss-Shanks, the director of the Lincoln Bite Kitchen in Nebraska, encourages everyone to become a volunteer.
It will change your life.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.